friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Well, hello, friends. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. We are now in the abyss of somewhere between Christmas and New Year's if you're listening to this live. And many of us are probably getting excited about all the change we want to make as we sit in loungewear with gifts strewn about. But let me just remind you, there's nothing magical about January 1st. Like, you can make changes and implement new things year-round. Yes, I said it. However, I know there's something about the flipping of the calendar and ushering a new year that just makes us invigorated to try anew, try again, improve, and streamline. So that's why I created this next 6 weeks, six-part series, Simplify, Streamline, and Succeed in the New Year. Each episode, I'm going to tackle a few tweaks that I think are going to be very helpful for you in setting yourself up for success in 2024. It's going to help you simplify, streamline, and succeed in the new year. And today, we're going to be talking about setting up a successful game plan. I'm super excited about that. So before we begin, though, I think oftentimes when we go into January 1, we have these big lofty goals, resolutions, and ideas, and we think, okay, here we go, and we're going to try to do it all. And then the realities of work and responsibilities and daily routines and all of that, they kind of just get pushed to the wayside because we have these big grand goals and they just don't happen. And so that's why I've become so passionate about tweaking your way to a life that you love, like tiny little adjustments, little things that are going to instantly and infinitely help you long-term without much effort. Okay. And I share these all the time online. Here's one example of why a tweak is so powerful. So for years, I made banana bread. Shameless plug, the recipe is in our Simple Purposeful Kitchen cookbook. You can find it at shop.simplepurposefulliving.com. But for years, I made it, right? And then one day, I made a tiny little tweak and I added chocolate chips. When in doubt, add chocolate. And let me tell you, it instantly and infinitely made that bread better. And I have never made my banana bread without chocolate chips again, right? That's the power of a tweak, a tiny little change that infinitely makes your life better. And it doesn't take much effort to do. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about over the next 6 weeks. So as I share with you today some tweaks to help you with a successful game plan, I want you to ask yourself if you can make any tiny tweaks to what you're already doing to streamline, simplify, and help you succeed in the new year. Today, we are going to start with how to successfully set up a good game plan for your family. Okay, so why did I say that? Setting up a successful game plan. Well, we are in full-on bowl season around here. And if your family is anything like mine, we're big football fans. Our alma mater is on their way to Memphis as we speak to play in a bowl game. And those teams did not make it to a goal bait game by chance. They had to have a winning season. Their coach didn't just say, good luck, I hope we win. No. They had a successful game plan. So as we start 2024, I want you to have a winning game plan for your days and weeks too. I want to share with you why having a game plan is important. So that's where we're going to start. 6 reasons a game plan matters. And then 4 tiny tweaks to help you implement a successful game plan in your days and weeks ahead. Okay, so why is it important to have a game plan for your week? Well, number one, time management. Oh my goodness. I hear from people all the time, I just don't have enough time. And having a simple plan helps us to visually see what we have going on. Here's the thing, I can easily overcommit my minutes if I'm not careful. So mapping it all out on some paper, whether it's a paper planner or weekly plan notepad, I highly recommend that, shameless plug. It helps us to visually see all that we have going on and use our time wisely and purposely. Help us to say yes to the right things and no to the things that we don't have time for, right? It is so critical. Okay, that's number one. Number two, prioritize. With a plan in place, we can prioritize tasks based on urgency and importance, right? If we know that on Thursday our kid needs to bring snacks, we can put on our to-do list for Tuesday or Wednesday snacks. We forget less things. We can prioritize based on our schedule. It is so helpful. It prevents last-minute rushes and it reduces stress, which is the next reason. Knowing what needs to be done and having a plan in place can significantly reduce stress. I hate to be blindsided. I bet you do too. I shared right before Christmas, I knew that Quincy had his Super Reader program, but I did not write it down in my planner. I did not write it down in my calendar. And by the grace of God, I was walking by the school and saw other parents showing up. And I was like, what are they there for? And then it hit me in the head that I was supposed to be at the Super Reader program and I was wearing my pajamas and walking around. So I went to school. But I hate that feeling, which is why I plan to the best of my ability, because infinitely, it reduces stress. I don't show up in my pajamas as often to things because I have a sense of control and it allows me to approach my day with a clear mind, knowing for the most part what I have planned, right? As moms, we know there's always going to be ups and downs and things that are unexpected, but for the most part, we have a plan in place and that reduces stress and feeling like, ooh, we have things coming at us, darts coming at us all the time that we weren't prepared for. The other thing that it helps having a game plan is flexibility. While planning provides structure, it also allows for flexibility because, as I said, unexpected events are bound to happen in our life. And having a plan allows for us to easily adjust without feeling completely derailed. So here's an example. Like, I meal plan every single week and things happen, right? So that's why I always tell you to have like a plan B meal, which is like for us, frozen pizza and macaroni and cheese. And then, but I have a plan in place so I can just move that plan or that meal to another night. It doesn't completely derail me. I don't have to run to the drive-thru. Like, I have a plan and I have a backup plan in place and it allows me to be flexible. A great reason to have a successful game plan, right? Like, if your star quarterback gets injured, you're gonna have a game plan and a backup plan. And that's the power of a winning game plan. Okay. And if you're not a sports fan, I'm sorry for all the sports analogies. I was never into sports. And then I married my husband and have two sons who are sports fanatics. And now this is my life. Okay. The next reason having a game plan is important is family coordination. Have you ever left a kid somewhere and totally forgotten them? Yes, it's happened to the best of us, me included. But planning helps us to coordinate schedules and we can coordinate family members' activities, appointments, commitments. And my husband and I, on a very practical level, have a shared online calendar where we keep all of our long range dates. So we know, like, so-and-so has got a dentist appointment and they have to get 3 teeth removed. Okay, so block out your calendar on that day. So that is really helpful. And it just helps Scott and I to be on the same page. We also have that walk on Sundays where we have a meeting of the minds and say, okay, this is what we've got going on this week. We've sketched out our week. Okay, this is kind of what's on tap. It's so helpful in being able to communicate. And that's our last reason to have a successful game plan is planning facilitates communication within the family. Moms can share the plan with their partners and their children, ensuring everyone is aware of the schedule and can contribute to the overall organization. Oftentimes as moms, we become the gatekeepers for our schedule and our meals and everything. Everything's inside our brain and people are always asking us what's for dinner, what time's practice. When we set out a game plan, then it invites other people to partner with us, to be accountable for their activities, to engage with us. So highly recommend. So 6 reasons, time management, you're able to prioritize, reduce stress, help you to be flexible, coordinate with your family, and communicate effectively. Great reasons to have an effective game plan. So the Simple Purposeful Living podcast is sponsored by the Simple Purposeful Living Shop. Our shop includes our best-selling 52-week meal planner and brain dump notepad, plus all of our other paper print products that help you simplify life on purpose. Visit the Simple Purposeful Living Shop at www.shop.simplepurposefulliving.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order. What are some tweaks To help you have an effective game plan, you ask. Well, I'm so glad you asked. Tweak number one, make a weekly plan on a notepad. So every Friday I have this, I look at my phone calendar. I already told you my long range dates on my phone with my husband on a shared calendar. And then I jot down a plan for every day of the following week on the Simple Purposeful Living weekly plan notepad. It is just so helpful to be able to visually wrap my brain around what's going on next week. You can anticipate potential issues, help decide which partner is going to pick up kids, anything that might have gotten double booked accidentally, you can preemptively fix that. It is just so helpful. And honestly, this little tweak takes probably 5 to 10 minutes max. So helpful. Okay, so create a weekly meal or weekly plan. The next tweak I would say if you want to have a successful game plan is make a to-do list before you leave work for the day or before you go to bed. I love doing a brain dump. I've talked about this on the podcast before. We sell a brain dump notepad. It is so helpful. When we write things down, first of all, we're way more likely, 42% more likely to do it. And number two, it clears the brain clutter. It takes that off of our brain. It's like our brain like takes an exhale and says, okay, she's written it down. It's going to get done. I don't have to nag her with those thoughts anymore. She's going to take care of it. And if you do it before you leave for work for the day or before you go to bed, you're going to sleep better at night. You're not going to be thinking about all the things you need to do tomorrow because it's already written down. And tomorrow comes and you feel like you have just like a jump start on the day. Like I already know what I'm going to tackle for today because I wrote it down last night, and it just helps you to get the ground running to use your time effectively by creating that brain dump or that to-do list the night before. If you want to know more about creating effective to-do lists and brain dumping and how you can prioritize and use your time wisely, go back to the episode on brain dumping. We will link it in the show notes. So helpful in helping you to create effective to-do lists. Okay, so tweak number two, make a to-do list before you go to bed or before you leave work for the day. I even like to do this on Fridays for the following week so I don't have to think about work as much on the weekends. I still think about y'all on the weekends because I love serving you, but it helps me just to kind of already have a game plan. So I print out my daily batch to-do list, print it out, have it on my planner so that I already know kind of what's going on next week so I don't have to think about it over the weekend. Just another little tweak that I do. Okay, the next tweak I highly suggest is creating a weekly meal plan. Much like brain dumping, I've had a whole podcast episode on how to effectively weekly meal plan. It is not as intimidating as you think. A lot of people have perceptions and ideas related to weekly meal plans, but honestly, it's just like what we're talking about today, setting up a successful game plan for how you're going to feed your family for the week. There is something that never fails. Our family is hungry and they expect to be fed every single day. And therefore, we are going to have to plan either retroactively or proactively what to feed them. I tell people all the time, you are meal planning, but some of you are meal planning at 5 p.m. when you're tired and you're looking in the fridge and trying to figure out how magically things are going to go together. Like I have some pepperoni and I have some feta cheese and I have some bread and I have some salad. Like what can I make out of these four ingredients, right? And I'm not super creative at 5 o'clock. Maybe you are, but it's not my most creative part of my day. So that's how some of us are meal planning retroactively. A much more successful game plan when it comes to meal planning is proactively meal planning. So right after I plan my week, sketch it out, that was tweak number one, I make a meal plan based on our schedule. Now, this is a tiny tweak in and of itself. Do not meal plan separate from your schedule. When your kids are little, you might be eating at the same time every single day. That's how it was when my kids were little, right? Like 5:30 in the afternoon, we ate every day. If my husband wasn't home at 5:30, I was calling him because they were getting hungry and restless. And I was like, we're sitting down for dinner. Where are you? Now, we eat dinner based on when everybody's going to be home. So sometimes we eat dinner at 5:30. Sometimes we eat dinner at 6:30. If we can get the most people around the table, that's the time I'm going to do it. And our schedule dictates what I'm going to make. Sometimes I have to throw a slow cooker meal in because I don't have time because I'll be carpooling kids around right before dinner. So I throw a crock pot of soup in the morning. I can just serve it up really quick at the end of the day. Or maybe I'm going to be eating on the sidelines of the football game. So I need to make up some sandwiches or a wrap or a charcuterie box to take with us on the go, right? Nobody gets an award for best meal plan. All right. The best meal plans are those that are going to serve your family well and that match your schedule, because a plan of how you're going to feed your family needs to work in the reality of the context of what you're doing. Right. And so I wish I could say to you, like, here is a meal plan for your family. But my family has a different plan than your family based on what activities we have. So creating a weekly meal plan with simple meals, making a grocery list, going to the grocery store once a week, getting all the groceries that you need. Like, think about that. Like, just saying that makes me take a deep breath. Like, whew, that is a huge weight and like thought out of my mind, right? Just knowing that I have meals taken care of. The groceries are in the fridge. I don't have to go to the grocery store more than once a week. It's taken care of. That's the power of creating a successful game plan when it comes to family dinners, creating a weekly meal plan. And I know some of you probably think like, ooh, this is going to take a long time. I hop on every Friday at noon Central Standard Time and I meal plan with you to prove to you we can weekly meal plan under 20 minutes. And if you're not sure what to make your family for supper, ask them. The more buy-in we can get from our family, the better. They're going to be more excited to come to the table because they've had a say in what they're eating. Plus, you don't have to think of all the meals yourself. Our meal planner is spiral bound, meaning you can go back and flip back to previous meal plans and look and see what you haven't made in a while. So there's lots of helps that are going to help you think of what's for dinner. But creating a successful meal plan is going to set you up for success week over week in 2024. Okay, the last tweak I want to share with you is to create a command center. So consider creating a family command center either in the living room, the kitchen, the mudroom, where everyone's schedules, meal plans, and important information is displayed. This simple organizational hack can save time and keep the entire family on the same page. Like, my kids don't even ask me what's for dinner anymore. They just know to go over and look at the meal plan. This is also helpful when we run out of something because they can go over to the meal plan. Next week's grocery list is visible because we've already gone to the grocery store and ripped off this week's grocery list. So if something runs out, they know that if they want it from the store, they have to write it down on the meal plan. And it's been so helpful. So we keep our weekly meal plan next to my coffee so that I, in the morning when I'm making coffee, I can kind of look and see, like, do I need to pull out something from the freezer and let it thaw? And then we keep our weekly plan from our weekly plan notepad on the fridge. I just magnet it to the fridge so that they all can see it. I also have the kids' lunch menu on the fridge so they can look and see if they want cold lunch or hot lunch. And then right inside the pantry, I have a little wire bin that I nailed to the wall. And that's where I keep a binder of like all this kids' school stuff in case, you know, like the policies and the little back to school information. So it's all right there in our kitchen where I see it and need it the most. So I highly recommend just having a little spot for all of those important things. So it is important for you to think about how you can set yourself up for success, simplify, streamline, and succeed in 2024 with a successful game plan. As we head into the new year, I want you to ask yourself, this is your practical takeaway this week, how can you create a winning game plan for your family, for your days and your weeks? What's been causing you stress and overwhelm in your daily and weekly schedule? Could one of these tiny tweaks or another one be helpful to you? Like I said, we often think we need a life overhaul, but what I found is a simple tweak here or there can alleviate stress and overwhelm, improve communication, and not disrupt your regular flow of your routine and organization. So I hope this is helpful. Make sure you tune back in for part two. Next week, we're going to be talking about goal setting. But in the meantime, I hope you take this time to reflect on 2023 and have a vision for 2024 and think about how you can create a successful game plan for your family in 2024. Until next time, friends, Merry Christmas again and Happy New Year. May this be a year of flourishing for all of us. for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.